In the presence of Western white, there exists a pine, also an entangled aluminum ion, a gene for limb forming shared by humans and cephalopods, mushrooms whose spores travel on manufactured air. Say we bring these into being. Take the idealized generic pine at the base of your understanding of all pines, the one you teach a child to draw, preferably against a blue sky. Whatever that looks like for you, us. The possible and perfect as the a priori framework of the real. Mass as secondary quality, Lodgepole and Jeffrey, a relation between the apparent angular position of the star in figure 1-9 and the apparent direction of motion of raindrops falling on the vertical windshield of a bus. I had the idea to conjure this pine first. You would prefer I encounter some specific pine in reality, and that the experience prompts me to render it, so that you can feel you yourself have confronted a real thing in the wild. And so I went looking. Against the multiplicity of pines on the hill, I chose a gnarled thing, wounded, an accident, stunted by strange circumstances of shade and pavement, bent extreme beside the orderly fence, the furthest from perfect I could find, thinking that was the real deal. Unmitigated trust in unmediated experience. High on sunshine and elevation, marveling at the way needles of conifers create a boundary layer of still air. We have to ask, though, if the pine we have roped off in thought conceals composite particles whose existence consists entirely in probable jumps from one orbital to another. But then we would be confusing two worlds, that of the picturesque and that of the comprehensible. We scale up, tame averages to arrive at 5-needle clusters and long, thin cylindrical cones. Enough, then, with its contours and defects, to perceive the thing?